In his speech to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See, Pope Benedict XVI encouraged the leaders of Pakistan to take the necessary steps to abolish the blasphemy law, saying that it serves as a pretext for acts of injustice and violence against religious minorities. Last week, Punjab's provincial governor, Salim Taseer, was assassinated by one of his security guards because of his opposition to the law. The governor had also requested a pardon for Asia Bibi, the Christian mother of five sentenced to death under the law. Peter Jacob is the executive secretary of the National Commission for Justice and Peace of the Pakistani Bishops' Conference. In his reaction to the Pope's words, he said that it is important to remember that opposition to the blasphemy law is not an issue of Christian-Muslim conflict.
What we are trying to do here in Pakistan is that it should be seen as a civil society cause and not a Christian-Muslim conflict. As you can imagine, the extremists in Pakistan, or the fundamentalists, they have a benefit attached to such a portrayal. They are doing so. In fact, they are, trying to propagate that the amendment is a pro-West agenda or on the dictation of anti-Muslim or other than Muslim forces. So somehow this is something that the civil society is taking care of. As you can imagine, in the parliament, in the press, the friends from Muslim background, they have been very courageous, and they have been very forthright to come and condemn. They have been mindful that it should not look a religious conflict. It should not appear like that. So this is the sensitivity involved here. So that's what we are trying to do. And I hope that Holy Father's message is understood in a correct perspective rather than it is seen in the religious divide.